Okay.
We're in the middle of discussing our very, very fascinating sugya on Lamed Bet Amid Bet of the In Shtar Zaifahu, but I had a real star that I lost, and the Machloket Bin Rava and Rav Chista, which we haven't seen the Pesach yet. I mean, we've all seen it. We haven't read it together. Rava and Rav Yosef, where Rav Yosef says, Amai Samchas, Chas Bavi Alma, we're not exactly sure. We're not exactly sure what he means by that. And we saw five pshatim on the board last night. And I looked up the Nesivas that Chaim mentioned. And it was, he was basically saying the same thing I quoted from David Kovarsky. Actually went back to David Kovarsky and saw that he himself said he was based on the Nesivas, as well as putting together many, many more things. Getting back to, let's broaden the discussion a bit. Probably Rav Chanan Wasserman's most famous analysis ever. He doesn't start exactly from our sugya, but I think he could have, perhaps he should have started from our sugya. Has to do with the Rashbam and our sugya and the nature of migul. Because the Rashbam says something very, very peculiar. The Rashbam says something peculiar. Let's review what the Rashbam said. I mean, we already analyzed it a bit. The Rashbam said, not a valid migo, according to Rav Yosef. Why? Because migo means, I believe me in Taina 2, because I could have been believed in Taina 1. And in this case, he could have, and even was believed in Taina 1 until 30 seconds ago, but now he is no longer can be believed in Taina 1 because he admitted that it's a Shtara Zaifa. Since now he has undermined the Nemunas of Taina 1, he no longer is a Migo to be believed in Taina 2, which is in Shtara Havali Vigarkas. The Ramban says he has no idea what the Rambam is talking about. What does Migo mean? I could have won. So therefore, if I say something else, I also win. Lamaisa, he could have won. He could have just stuck with and said nothing and said, this is my star, and kept his mouth shut. So why doesn't he have a Migo to believe that he has another star that was lost? And the Rav Elchanan explains the Rashbam based on the Chakira he develops in Migo. We've mentioned this Chakira. I mean, you can't really go through anything in Ezekiel without mentioning this Chakira a few times. We've mentioned this Chakira many times already this year. And I kept saying, I'm going to wait for the famous Rashbam and Daf Lamed Beis to delve into it a little more. And the time has come. Says Rav Elchanan, he asks the Chakira, is Migo a psychological principle or a formal principle? Is it the Pashup Shad is clearly psychological? Right, what he calls an anan sadi or an umtina. Right, if I was a liar, I would have said X and one. The fact that I want the possible explanation of why I would say Y instead of X, after all, wouldn't a liar just say the most winning taina? It must be that I'm a truth teller. The only reason I would say something that's not my best taina is if I am a truth teller. So therefore, it's a proof that I'm telling the truth. But Rav Elchanan says, perhaps that's not Pshat Amigo, because if that's Pshat Amigo, then the Rashbam here makes no sense. Here, it's a really good proof that I'm telling the truth, because I had already won the case. Here's the shtar. I win. I'm done. I can go home and just keep my mouth shut. And yet I volunteer. And this guy says shtar zaifa. And like, what is he saying shtar zaifa? Everyone's right. Every guy in jail is really innocent. And everyone who's a shtar against them says the shtar zaifa. And everyone laughs at both of them. Might be true, but otherwise it's usually not, and they have no credibility whatsoever. But nonetheless, the guy admits, in shtar zaifa, but shtar achrina havali ve'erkas. So he's obviously telling the truth. So what's pshat in the Rashbam? The Rashbam must understand that migo is not a psychological umdana, rather migo is a formal power. When I have the formal power of another taina at my disposal, that power causes me to be believed also in this taina. That's only when I have this other power at my disposal. When, maybe I'll read the Rashbam my way, we had Yosef on the board also. When do I have another power of another taina at my disposal? When any chefza I need is present, and I could say that other taina, and I just choose not to or choose to change, then I have that at my disposal. But over here, the first time, it was only based on the Chetz of the Shtar, and I am destroying the Chetz of the Shtar and turn it into a Chas B'Alma. It's if I burn this Chetz Shel Shtar, once the Chetz Shel Shtar no longer exists, I no longer have that first time in my back pocket because there's no more Shtar. The Shtar is already Chas B'Alma. So we ask this Sakira, what is a Migo? Is it psychological? What we call Anansati. Or undera, or is it a formal? We call koach and emunas, the power of the emunas on the other side. What could an afkamina be? The afkamina starts with our sugya. The Rosh Hashan in Bava Basra daf lamed bet amed bet, meaning Rav Yosef. If you say this is right, did I have the Rosh Hashan, the Ramban? Lashon here. Perisha Haraver Ben Shmuel, but only Ben Devarav. He just says, I have no idea what he's talking about. Lachori, this is why he has no idea what he's talking about. It's very unclear what he means. Here you would say, says the Ramban, you would have to reject the Rashbam's Hesper. And you give any other answer. Some of the answers work very well from this perspective. Like, for example, when Tosus quotes here, Vinirilari. You only say Migo if he never lied. But if he lied once to get to the Migo, he's obviously not such a truth teller, so it's false. You reject Rashbam's Hesper. While over here, then the Rashbam makes sense. He no longer has the koach of the other taina. He seems very honest. He's admitting. We don't care if he seems honest. That's not what Migo's all about. Migo's about having the koach of another taina. He no longer has the koach of another taina because the shtar no longer exists. Because once he admits it's mezuyah, it no longer exists. Among some of the other answers here, not all the other answers are so clear. But certainly, some of the answers could go different ways. But certainly if we take, and we'll analyze at least one of them, but let's take the answer of the Re. Right? Let's take the answer of the Re. I think the answer of the Re probably, it's a little tricky, but the Re probably makes more sense. It's like, well, we're better. He says, anytime you have to lie at first, that's not considered a Migo, and that's also what we find in Tosos in Bav Metzia Daf Beis. Bring the pshat. What is Tosus saying? But let's see that phase. He says, and there he actually quotes it as the Rivam. We'll come back to that. Even the Rivam admits that there. Bit of a steer want the Rivam help, but we'll do, believe it, Mir Tashem will deal with that. Here he says someplace, Rav Yosef Isle da filo migalo haba came in jatayim shono shuton by shtar hu sheker ve'ein lomar migu elechatanosu rishonu emes migu da yatoin acheres. Okay, since the first time it was Sheker, that is not a Migo. So particularly with work there, and you have to give a different Hedver reveal Shita, such as the Re, which works very nicely. How can you say it's an Omdin, he's not a liar, if he actually is a liar on the way to getting here? What Rochana wants to say in the end is you could make this. He says, Machlokes and Rashbam and everyone else, even according to Rashbam, maybe this is the Machlokes and Rabbi and Rav. Maybe, okay, that's very bold to make Rabbi Yosef and Rav this Chakira, but that's what Rochana wants to suggest, either Rashbam, that Rabbi Yosef says, there's no Koach and Emunas here, or Koach HaTaina, as they say in Yeshivas nowadays. There's no Koach of the other Taina here. It doesn't really matter for our purposes. While Rabba might say, no, psychologically, you still have a good umdina. So maybe you could say that perhaps this is Rav Yosef Lifi Rashbam. Maybe this is Rabba Lifi Rashbam. Maybe according to Rashbam, it is a Machlokes Amorim. He brings down many, many other nafkaminas. We're not going to go through every single one of them, but some of them I mentioned here. So other cases where we have shita that really only make sense from a formal perspective. Again, the chiddush, the formal perspective. The pashat shot is that we're talking about. A psychological omdina, matli l'shaker, you know, why did he lie? So another case is this mysterious Rashi. The mysterious Rashi, because we're not exactly sure what Rashi says. That's the Tosfos going to say. Rashi said it elsewhere. Sorry, where's Morty? I'm going to make you co-host in case you have to mute anyone. Okay. There's a machlokes. Again, there's a machlokes. Tanoim. Modem starts to custle circle kaino. Right? If I... Charlie has a star that I owe him $1 million, right? Star chov. And I admit that it's an authentic star. I just claim to have paid. So normally you're not believed to say you paid a star. If you paid it, you should have ripped up the star. But here I have a migo. I could have said it's forged. So if a migo didn't do it, migo, I could have said it's forged. Believe me that I paid. So that's a loaded star shakasso. I admit it. I wrote it. But I claim that I paid. Does he have to make a kind? Does he have to authenticate the signatures and then he'll win because I won't have Migu Mezuyev? Or no, I can't have, I don't have Migu Mezuyev. That's the question. Do I have a Migu Mezuyev? In which case, Kingdom Star is the only way to underline it, or do I not? That's good for the Machlokas. Can you say Parati Migu de Mezuyev? That is the Machlokas about Modem Star Shakas with Sarah Lakaimo. And here we have number two. What about Manda Omar Modem Star Shakasvo? A no tzarek l'kaimo. What does that mean? That means that we don't say, or he's not nevin to say. A no nevin liton parati b'migu d'mezuyot. Why is he not nevin to say parati migu? He could have said mezuyot. Why no parati migu de mezuyah? After all, it seems like a good. Why not nema? Put on. Why not nema parati migu de mezuyah? So Kolza said the kuntra said from Akam Acher. You know why? Because the tiny mezuyah. Is that a real good? Is that a good tiny midaraisa to say star is forged? Quote me a line, a pitgam. Why isn't it a good time? Eidim achsum ala shtar. Kamisha Nechmer gives him best and dami. Mita oraisa. Eidim sign on the shtar is as if they've already been interrogated in past interrogation except by Besdin. And specifically what that means is that it means many things. But one of the things that specifically means, Kedemucha, in the very beginning of the Sefer Gittin, is that Mita oraisa, you can't claim Mezuyah. Mita oraisa, every shtar is believed. Okay, there's a lot to analyze about that, but that's not our second. Now, it's next year. But the midoraisa, every star is believed. It's only a takana d'rabbanan that I could tie in the mezuyah and force you to tie in the star. So said a mysterious alleged Rashi, the makom acher, that we don't know exactly where it is. Here's kunsh makom acher. The reason is because midoraisa, you don't need kiyom. It's only midrabbanan. And when the rabbanan said you could tie in the mezuyah from kar kiyom, there are takana, the rabbanah is only if he said mezuyah that's valid taina. The rabbanah didn't make a takana to have a migum of mezuyah. Mm-hmm. Right? And this is very strange. This is very strange. What do you mean they didn't make a takana to have a migum of mezuyah? After all, he could have been believed to say mezuyah. And therefore, he could have been believed to say mezuyah. Therefore, when he says parati, he must be telling the truth. Like psychologically, there's no such thing as, because there's only a tiny drabbana, and tiny drabbana only works if you say it. You can't build a migo of a tiny drabbana. That's what he's saying. It's only a tiny drabbana. The din drabbana is only chal if you say the tiny. You can't have a migo of a tiny drabbana. A tiny drabbana is not so strong that you can have a migo based on it. But if migo is psychological, who cares if it's a tiny drabbana or a tiny drabbana? Lemaisa, I could have wanted to send mezuyah. And so why would I say parati? Must be I'm a truth teller. Psychologically, it makes no difference to me whether the other taina is d'oraisa or drabbanan. This kuntras, whoever this kuntras is,
is impossible mitzad.
Here you would say the contrast b'makom acher. Basically, what he said, you can't build migo.
Have a small amount of people.
That's okay. We'll get a large amount of marker up. Okay. It's not perfect, but it will do. Here is the contrast. The makom acher, this second shita, that really is impossible to say psychologically. Psychologically, I might be telling the truth, so I was a liar, would have said that. What difference does it make if the that is the rice or drabana? I would have won with Mazuya. He said, basically, you can't build Migo off of kindness Mazuya because it's only a takana drabana.
So it's only Takana Darabon, I can't build Migo off it. That makes a lot of sense. Mitzat Koach and Emanus. Do I really have the Koach to win with Mizuya? I don't really have the Koach that I have a winning time with Mizuya. Mizuya is not a winning time. There's just a Takana Darabon that we're choshish for Ziyah, if I say so. But it's not, the Etzim, it's not a winning time. It's a losing time, but a Takana is Chal. But it's really a losing time. Now, again, you could have said, no, the Rabbanim Ritakin is a winning taina. But this country is obviously making two assumptions. Number one, Migo is Koach and Emanus. Number two, when the Rabbanim were Ritakin Kim Shoris, they didn't say Mizuya for the winning taina, be the Rabbanim. What they said is Mizuya for the losing taina, but we'll make it that kana that you have to do Kiyom, and if you don't do Kiyom, you're in trouble. Okay, but this, you can't say. You can't say like the country. If it is psychological, since I could have won with Mizuya, who cares if I could have won because it's a real time now because it's just a kind of drabanan, I could have won. So believe me when I say karate. Rather, you have to give another answer. And there are plenty of other hesbeirim, such as one head for Intosis there, who said, no, you think I'm telling the truth because Vary's a liar would have said Mizuya? A liar wouldn't have said Mizuya. Because I'm always afraid to say Mizuya if it's a lie. Why would a liar say Mizuya? After all, someday maybe he'll find someone who recognizes the true signature. A liar would not say Mizuya. He's afraid of being disproven. And therefore, it must be that, therefore I might be a liar. Okay, that's another, but this contrast in this Rashbam really seem to be to prove that Migo is a formal pshat. He also points out a funny tosos in Ksubas Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Where Tosos says, it seems to be Bali Tosos disagreed about Gufa this issue. Here's a funny case. A guy says, normally, I'm Nehmet, okay, so within the Shaka Latari here, I'm Nehmet to say that someone's a Kohen. What if I say, this is my son and he's a Kohen? So Tosos says, am I believed?
Yeah, it's not clear that's the Gersa, that's the case. Is it the case that we know he's my son or we don't know? Let's say we don't know and I admit he's my son and I say he's a Kohen. So I says, believe me, because I could have said he's my stranger and he's a Kohen. So Migo, I could have said he's a stranger and a Kohen. Believe me that he's my son and a Kohen. What is Tosos saying? No, you can't believe me with a Migo because of a Psul Karuv. You can't believe with a Migo because of a Psul Karuv. The Dvarav Karavu, then he compares it to a case in Acholetz where Rav Chanan works very hard to show how Tosos is going to go into the parasite. It's not such a positive parasite. What does that mean? If I admit he's my son and he's a Kohen, I'm possible because of a Karov. And you can't say, Migo, I could have said he's my stranger. He's a stranger and a Kohen. And the question is, why not? The question is whether or not I'm telling the truth. Again, if I was a liar, I would say he's my stranger. He's a stranger and a Kohen. Why would I admit he's my son and say he's a Kohen? Must be because I'm telling the truth. Now again, you could have looked at psychologically and say, the reason doesn't work is there's some psychological reason why you wouldn't have said that. That's not what Tosos says. Tosos says, the Avagav Diku Migo Lo Mahamed, it is a good Migo. Migo doesn't work, the Dvar of Karovu, because he admits that he is a Karov. Does Migo work to take away a Psol Karov? Tosos says, no, Migo doesn't work to take away a Psol Karov. It says, Rochana, when he's analyzing that Tosos, He says, what's pshat? Why would Migo not work to take away Psal Karban? But that's only one day. And the truth is that other Rishonim there just say that's not the case of the Gemara at all. But here's a fascinating case. What about Migo Lehamin Karban? Can I say a Migo? The Migo, the Hayatoeng Shehu Rachel. That's really the Migo. He could have said, I'm not related and been believed. If he admits he's related, is he believed? And Tulsa says no. Again, from a psychological perspective, this doesn't make sense. I could have been believed by saying he's a Kohen Stam. If I add he's my son in a Kohen, why would I add that? Must be I'm telling the truth. Right? So the answer of Tosos, where is this? In Ksubot Dachafei and Beis. Tosos, Ksubot Dachafei and Beis. He says, nope. Ain't no Ne'eman. He's not Ne'eman. Why? Makes a lot of sense. What does Migo do? Migo gives me the koach of Ne'emanos of another Taina. What does that mean? What do we mean by koach and Ne'emanos? What do we mean by koach and emunus? So he has a nice phrase explaining it here, if I can find it. Yeah, he says, Migo means I really have an emunus to say one taina, so believe me when I say another taina. Here, the question is whether my taina is nema. The question is whether I have a psul. I really have a psul. I have no power to not have a psul. I could have fooled you into not believing my psul, but I have no power to not have a psul. I'm really a gavra who's puzzle. Migo can give me nemanos when I'm not believed. When I don't have a reason for you to believe me, it can say, if this taina is not a winning taina, it can turn into a winning taina. But it can't make a puzzle aid into a kosher aid. The migo and kosher nemanos works, basically it works for a baldover to make him believe if he wouldn't be believed. It doesn't work to be machshor gavra edus, the gavra is pasul edus. It can't change the kosher edus into a pasul edus. So what he's saying is why, this is Baruch Hanan's explanation, because really he is a karov and has no koach nemanus. He's really a karov, he has no koach nemanus. Could he have claimed to be a rachov? Yes, but he doesn't really have the time in his pocket. It's a little like the Rashbam here. He could have won, but not because he had a good taina. He didn't have a good taina. He's really a puzzle. You can't say, I have power to be master myself. Right? That's the difference. I have power to win. Didn't he cost me much? I have power to fool you into thinking about that I'm a kosher leader, so I'm really puzzle leaders, but it doesn't matter. I'm really a gavra puzzle leaders. You can't go koach nemanus. He doesn't have koach to master himself the leaders. Let's say it again, koach nemanus works to give nemanus to a taina, not to change the status of the gavra. Here, I'm a gavra pachla edus. You can't say koach nemanus, oh, I'm really pachla edus. No, I'm not. You could say I really could have won the case. But you can say I really believe my taina, because you could have believed my taina. But here it's not a taina, it's egos. You can't say, believe my egos when there's a puzzle. You can't fix the gavra through koach and emanus. Through koach and emanus, you can only help the taina.
And if it's a psychological word, amigo, then...
If it's a psychological word, think about it. He could have said that I'm not related to this guy, he's a Kohen. He admits that I actually am related. I'm his father, and he's a Kohen. But that's an umdah that I must be telling the truth. If there's an umdah, I must be telling the truth. Who cares if I'm kosher apostle Amos? He's an umdah.
But we don't.
An umdah works. An umdah works. Let's say even if you're apostle Amos, an umdah works. Yeah, we're not even talking about mumness, right?
I mean, if you're talking about kahuna, you don't need to be a kosher aid to do this.
Exactly.
So. Because the form of soul you can't get rid of, it's just a question of whether we care about you being betrayed.
Exactly. You can't say like Tosos there, because an omdina or anansandi is enough
to establish kahuna. Right, therefore, it is there in umna that would work to establish kahuna. But Tos says, ah, no, migu can't help me if I'm apostle 8. Migu can't change apostle 8 into a kosher 8. It can just change a bad time into a good time. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. That's kahuna alonis. That's only the cause of the time. It doesn't change who you are. That really affects the whole question of migu with Adam, right? Does Migo apply to Edom? Not apply to Edom, right? We had that a couple times. We had that a couple times this parak. And in the end, almost everyone agreed that Maisa it doesn't. But it's two guys like, why doesn't Migo apply to Edom? Right? Remember, we had 2 days in Tosfos, depending on exactly your Girsa, is that Migo just doesn't apply to it, although we interpret it a little differently. If you look at this question about us, of course Migo doesn't apply to Edom. Migo's about time doesn't fall in. Migo's not about about Edos. Migo doesn't apply to Edom who's caught in a modest. That's what time is about then, not about Edom. If you look at psychologically, it should apply to Edom. It's a good right to tell the truth. Then you get into it, yeah, but is it as good a right as known to Edom? And maybe it is a good right, but it's not strong enough. Okay, but we already discussed that. The other fascinating discussion, yeah, this is a great right, yes?
Just psychologically, being that my other kind of saying that he's a rough of Gordon-Hombies and then. Like it doesn't give me like a doesn't make me more truthful now as I'm a current now. Meaning my other kind of sense it doesn't help him, so then the Mela like
no, yeah.
It doesn't give him a power of truthfulness. The fact that now he says he's a Karo, because his other kind of wouldn't help the situation. Meaning he wants to be made. So psychologically, like
he wants to be an aide?
Meaning if he's coming to be an aide.
So no, then why would he have admitted that that he's the guy's father? He must be telling the truth. So yeah, he wants to be an aide. But even though he's not an aide, we know he's telling the truth. The Ran is a great one, says the Ran, although I think this is the Ran B'Shem Achirim. He has a great, yeah, again, you're jumping into all over Shas here, Kedera of, you know, Rohan and Rechuli. But he's just bringing, like, there's so many Rishonim who just, they don't make any sense from a psychological perspective. One of them is the Ran and Kedushin, although I think this is the one B'Shem Achir. The Ran is the following question. If the father says about his daughter that she was Nishba, she was captured by the Goyim. Anyone who's captured by the Goyim is Pasul the Kahuna because there's an assumption that they were raped, or at least a Shash Dorabana. He's not Naaman to say Nishbasi. Where's this Ran and Daf Samach Dalin? Why the Nisu and Hemne Rachmana? But not for this. The Torah gave a father Naamanus on the marriage of his daughter. Where did the father give the Torah Naamanus on the marriage of his daughter?
Esfikin Asati
Bashazak. He's Naaman. Okay, but it didn't give marriage on anything, Naamanus on anything else, any more than any other Edecha. Edecha's not Naaman to say Wolmashvuya. Okay, says the or certainly a Karov, but not be that one. Said the Ran, he has a simple question. A father also has Nehemana son, Kiddushin and Girushin. Okay, that's all within the Xerxes gossip. He could have said, I married her off and then I accept the get on her behalf. She's married in divorce, she's possible to a Kohen. So if he could have said she's married in divorce, possible to a Kohen, why isn't Nehemana to say she was Nishbase and possible to a Kohen? Right, that's the classic question. Lama Ein Ha'av Naaman Lomar Shenish Base Bito Nish Base Migo Diyachal Lomar Shenitansha Vinizgarsha. Right, which he could say that he himself participated in those activities, those hubbubs. So fit the Ran B'Shem Achirim says, you know what? It's a chiddush that he's Naaman to say she was married and divorced. It's beaten a satulus that a chiddush. Achir Omer came to Hashemina Torah la'av chiddush who shere loya roi lios Naaman yosu meid echad yalma da'yenu shenam nosoba also tainatul eino v'migu. Since the chiddush, you don't say migu from a chiddush. Since a chiddush that he's Naaman on Yisuin v'Gerushin, you don't say migu from a chiddush. Now again, psychologically, if the question is, am I a liar? What would I have said? What would I not have said? Do I really cure in my head where there's some things
part of the general rules of the Torah or a chiddush of the Torah? What difference does it make? If I could have said it, I could have said it. Right? The whole point, chiddush makes no difference to a person's psychology. People don't know what's a chiddush, what isn't. They just know what it is. Right? So, here also, the Ran B'Shem Acherim. I tried to figure out who's Acherim on. Other Rishonim, they're also part of the Yeshomer. But it's not clear to me who the Yeshomer is. He said that you can't build Migo off of a Chiddush. Okay, that's obviously a very formal taina. Ain lechavo elchidu. So it's a Chiddush he's neman. We can't build a Migo off that. It makes a lot of sense. Doing the koch nemanus. Koch nemanus. I have the koch to be neman in this case. Once I have the koch to be neman in this, sorry, taina. I'm neman another taina. That's only if I really have the koch. I'll be general din. But if it's a chiddush, then I don't really have the koach to be neman. It's just a chiddush that I'm neman anyway. A chiddush, you can't say I have that koach in my pocket. If I have a normal taina, I have the koach in my back pocket. I can use it for any taina I want. But if it's a chiddush, I don't really have the koach in my back pocket. It's really losing. It's not a winning taina. It's a losing taina. It's just a chiddush I'm going to be anyway. And by chiddush, we have a rule. Ein lechavo ela chiddusho, you can't extend it. If we're talking about extending the clock from one time into another, if we're talking about psychologically, whether we think the guy's telling the truth or not, what do you mean? We're not extending any chiddush, we're just making a psychological ovina. Right? So then you can absolutely cannot say, like the acherim. And you have to give another hesber. What's an example of another hesber? The Ran at first gives another hesber. He says, because they're not equivalent. If she's mishpes, I mean, this is a big fish, right? But if she was mishpes, then she would not only be not allowed to marry Cohen, what else would happen to her?
No.
If she's not married, right? I couldn't say she's married and divorced, but everyone would be single, right? I couldn't say she's single and mishpes. I said she's marrying divorce. Either way, it's super mayor from now on, right? If she's misplaced, how many things happened to her? How many privileges does she lose? She can't marry Cohen and
lose the ktuba of Mataim.
No, because if she's marrying divorce, she also loses the ktuba of Mataim, right? Now she's a divorcee. You're right, but that's not that. You're right. That's a valid answer to my question. It's just not useful for where we're going. My fault. I forgot I asked the question. Apologies to Dovi as well. If she's nishbeis, she can't marry a Kohen and she can't eat ksuba dvei nasha. She can't eat ksuba if her father, ksuba, she can't eat truma if her father's a Kohen. Right? You know, a bas Kohen can eat truma. She's nishbeis, she can't eat truma. She can't marry a Kohen or eat truma for her father's house. I mean, she obviously can't eat truma for her husband's house. She can't marry a Kohen. If she was married and divorced, then she can't marry a Kohen anymore. But if she's married and divorced, can she eat truma of her father's house?
Yes.
How do you know?
Yeah,
it says so in this week's Parsha.
That's why you're married and divorced, you can eat truma.
Right? State before us in the Torah. All right, what's today's Sunday? I'm not holding anyone responsible because you want to leave a day, you haven't got to do it yet. So said the Ran, they're not equivalent tainas. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, even so, this is a little tricky. He says, after all, married and divorced only makes her not able to marry Cohen. But now they're saying she's nishbeis, you're trying to be neman more than that. Mm-hmm. That she can't marry Cohen and she can't eat truma from her family. You know, from her yichus doesn't let her eat truma. I don't mean truma that belongs to her family. Truma, I'll smack the yichus of her family. And therefore, since they're not equivalent time, as you don't say an ego. Even this gets a little tricky, I must admit. And what if she's Bas Yisrael? Then they are exactly from the tightness. And then the Ran says, no, even if she's a Bas Yisrael, they're still not equivalent tightness, because they sometimes are different. Which again is a very formal distinction, perhaps. Maybe you can make the okimta that she is a Bas Cohen, or maybe you come up with there are other answers in the other Rishonim. We have to come up with another Hesver. In that sugya. But again, these are acherim. From a psychological perspective, who cares that it's a chiddush? Lamaisa, either I win or I lose. But from a formal perspective, of course, and if the formal power extending, you can't extend the formal power of a chiddush. That's the whole point of a chiddush. The other fascinating discussion is the question what we call migo l'chatzi taina. Now that's really, anyone remember who my favorite relative is? Kredid Rebbe. Kredid Rebbe. That's really the sugya of Kredid Rebbe Idibar Oven, which I didn't put on the course sheet because it's coming up one omit later. The migo l'chatzi taina, really the main sugya in Shas of what's called migo l'chatzi taina is Kredid Rebbe Idibar Oven. It comes up a dozen places in Shas. The main sugya is Kredid Rebbe Idibar Oven. But just by way of introduction, what does Migul Chatzi Taina mean? A little reminiscent of this Ron, but let's take a more classic case. I could have said,
I purchased the land from, that's
the example there. I could have said that this is my land and I get to keep the payrolls. And instead, I could have said that this is my payros. Instead, I said it's my land and my payros. Meaning I make a big taina with two things, and I have a migo that covers half my taina. Migo l'chatzi taina. The migo only covers half my taina. What's the example? The example there is, I could have said it's your land, but my payros. Right? There's a silo full of payros, or even like I already sold the payros and I have the money in the bank. I could have said it's your land, but my payros. But I say it's my land and my payros. So on the land, I don't have amigo. On the payros, I do. Can I use amigo for half my taina? That's called migo l'chatzi taina. Can I use amigo for half my taina? And the Ron says, you cannot use amigo for half a taina. but what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Right, in Rav Elchanan, there's a whole discussion what does Rashbam hold on, and hold about this very unclear, but it's clear what the Ramban holds all over Shas, really, and it's clear what the Riaz holds. Right, the Riaz found in the Shitun of Etzes, I mean, we also have the book on the Bar-Ilan on most of the Sechtas, but the Riaz writes, what's the case there? Fascinating case. A guy's dying, and he says, I have kids. We don't know that he has kids. Remember, this is before you could Google someone. The guy's dying. He says, you should know, I have kids in Medina Sayam. Right? I know someone who discovered when he was quite the adult and when his parents had passed away, that Taka, he has siblings, that he never knew about from a previous marriage. You never know. And nowadays it's a little harder, still. So the guy says, you should know. You think this is my first wife and I have no kids? And now my wife needs chalitza? No, I have kids for my first marriage in Medina Sayam, or whatever the case is. And he could have just given her a get, right? Meaning that's what people used to do in the old days. I don't mean old days. We're not going to go into, it's clear from the Gemara this is just sociology. It's clear from the Gemara that there was a fundamental sociological difference between the biblical times and Talmudic times. The Gemara says, it's a machlokes between Avashol and Chachamim, whether it makes a difference halachically, right? The Gemara says, in biblical times, people used to do Yibam Lishma. By the time of Chazal, of the Mishnah already, people didn't do Yibum L'shma. Whether we care or not, halachically is a machlokes, adding almost everything to Ravadya and everyone else. But what does that mean? In biblical, just an interesting historical tidbit.
What's the Shema?
L'shma is for the mitzvah of Yibum, as opposed to because he's pretty or because I want to get the money, etc. In the days of Tanakh, people did Yibum L'hakim L'achim Shem B'Yisrael L'shma. And therefore, everyone was encouraged to do Yibam. In the days of the Mishnah, the Gemara, most people did Yibam for the money, because they wanted, because they liked the wife, etc. Not the Hakim Lach of Shame, and therefore it's Machlokas Tanoim and Amorim and Rishonim and Achronim, whether or not we should still do Yibam nowadays. I got the meaning nowadays for everyone except for the
Shtark told me to Ravadya. You don't do Yibam. Shtark told me to Ravadya, say you should do Yibam. It's against the law, so I'm not personally recommending anything. In any case, I'm Ashkenazi, so we say you should. Anyway, what's the difference? It's very fascinating. Apparently, in the days of Tanakh, it really, Lahak and Lahak of Shame really spoke to people much more strongly. And if someone's brother died in a sin, they really felt a tremendous obligation to continue their brother's name, and they paid no attention to any of the other financial or personal benefits. Apparently, somehow, by the time of the Mishnah, life had changed. This didn't speak to people as strongly. They didn't, you know, in the modern world, they didn't really care that much about lahakim lahakim shame. And that's why they started doing Yibam Shelo Lishma, because not that people all of a sudden got corrupted and not from, but they didn't identify with lahakim lahakim shame anymore. And therefore, if they did Yibam, they did it for the money or, you know, for whatever. You see this come across all over Shas. In the days of the Tanakh, the guy was dying without kids and he had a brother, he'd say, thank God I have a brother. My shame will not come to an end. In the time of the Mishnah, the Gemara, it was very clear that when someone was dying, they didn't terribly care about the hakim lahakim shame. It just, for whatever reason, you know, this was not a concern in their minds anymore. I don't know what to attribute that to. And what did a guy, what was the guy thinking if he was dying without kids in the days of Chazal? He was thinking, what's my wife going to do? He wasn't thinking, oh, thank God someone will make him shame for me. Saying, what's my wife going to do? After all, she doesn't want to marry my brother, and now she's going to need to get a chalitza, and that'll be a pain, and he won't agree, etc. So it was very common to execute a get shtim miraz, or every time to get shtim miraz. Okay, again, that's just a historical tidbit. We see two places that life changed from the Tkufat HaMikra to the Tkufat HaZal. People no longer cared that much about Yibam. The brother did it if he did it Shelo Lishma, and the actual mate, the actual Niftar, didn't really want Yibam. As a matter of fact, most people would rather just that their wife have an easy time remarrying on her own. Okay, so they would often give it back. This is not theoretical.
Rabbi Nunit once said that there were no Nachalot be made by Cheney.
So there are some historians, such as Yoel Ben Nun, who attributes it to the idea of the Nachla, that maybe the idea of the Hakam Achim Shein, man, who would live on his Nachla already, once we didn't have a Nachla, it didn't speak to people as much. Okay, there are many possible explanations. We're not getting into it now. It's enough of a historical tangent. Let's get back to, why did I say that? To show that this idea that when a guy's on his deathbed, he divorced his wife so she won't need chalitza, is not a theoretical weird thing. It was Maisim Chalyon. It was actually the normal minhag. Most people without kids on their deathbed would write a get to their wife. That was the normal thing to do. We see this in many places, right? Even the Gemara in Gittin. We mentioned this briefly when it came to Kenyan Chatzar, right? The guy who already wrote to get to his wife and was dying on Shabbos. And the question is, how can he execute it on Shabbos? And they let her lock the door of the house and fire the house, and everybody received the get. Okay, maybe we discussed this in Gittin. I think we discussed this more in Gittin in a little bit. But also, we discussed Kenyan Chatzar. It was in Sos or in Siva someplace. Lo Mishanah, let's get back to our topic. I say I have kids in the Din Sayan. Migo, I could have done what most people do and write her a get. Seems like a good Migo. What's the problem? The problem is, if I wrote her get, she could only remarry a Yisrael, or technically a Zar. She could marry a lady, right? She could only marry a Zar. If I say I have kids, she's now an Almana who doesn't need Chalitza, she could even marry a Kohen. That's me, the Chatzit Taina. I'm saying she could remarry a Kohen and a Zar. I only have a Migo to let her remarry a Zar. What do we do in this case? So what about Migo Lechatzi Taina? What's an example? For example, Yesh Li Bonin, the Migo Diyachol Lagarsna. So said the Riyad, fascinatingly, said the Riyad, She'ein Emel Atir El Yisrael, She'yukol Atir El Gita, V'lo L'Kohen She'ein Yachol Atir El Gita. Okay, see, we got the kids of Kayin, we call Lady Yisrael for our purposes.
Right? Said we us, Taka, and believe that I have kids for her to marry Yisrael, but she can't marry a Kohen. Now, this is a funny thing. Am I lying or telling the truth? You think I'm telling the truth or not? If you think I'm telling the truth, why can't she marry a Kohen? Like, psychologically, do you have an umdana on telling the truth or not? If you have an umdana on telling the truth, why can't you marry Cohen? If you have an umdana that I'm lying, then why can't you marry Yisrael? This is a lying fuck. Is there an umdana on telling the truth or not? What's the job? If there's an umdana on telling the truth, I guess this really wasn't behind creator to give her up in this. Maybe that's a shakla target. Maybe that's a redeeming function. If there's an umdana on telling the truth, oh, we'll come back. Then she should be able to marry everyone. If there's no one that I'm telling the truth, she shouldn't marry anyone. How do we do it? It's very nice. Pagina Dibura. If there's no one that I'm telling the truth, how do we do Pagina Dibura? Pagina Nemas. That's the whole Hakiri goes into there. That's sort of fun. Basically, the Rias seems to only make sense. Then the Rias Neman Lachatzayin, meaning, for example, the Inyan Yisrael. Hello, Licking and Cohen. Nice. 2 years later, his wife decides to get married. What did we say to her? According to us, oh, you can marry anyone. Just make sure their last name is not Cohen or
Katz.
Or Katz or or Tawil or Kagan or Friedman or whatever else the common Cohen names are. What?
Azula is a Cohen.
Azula is a Cohen.
Isha, Zona, the Halala.
That's that. Yeah, you know it's a Cohen.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's.
Okay, whatever. I'm curious. It doesn't matter.
It's perfect.
Okay. How can it be that we say, oh, you want to marry Yisrael? So your husband told the truth, he has kids. You want to marry Cohen? No, your husband was lying. He doesn't have kids. Psychologically, either he's telling the truth or he's lying. You can't believe him halfway. So the matter of Omdana Anand Sadi, we're looking at psychology to tell if he's lying or not, you can't believe him halfway. Either you believe him or you don't believe him. And that makes a lot of sense to the Kohen and Manos. Ah, he has Kohen and Manos too. He has Kohen and Manos to matter her to a Yisrael. Therefore, we believe him to matter her to a Yisrael. Oh, can we believe someone halfway? You know, there's nothing about getting to Burbi. To believe someone halfway, it's a matter of whether they have the Manos or not. But if it's an umdana on their psychology, whether they're telling the truth or not, I don't get how you can say, ah, we think you're telling the truth with not even happy words. They said two sentences and say, we think one sentence is true, the other isn't. That's not crazy. If the guy says, I have kids in Medina Sayyam, and I paid all my debts. We could say, no, psychologically, you believe you're about the kids in Medina Sayyam, you don't believe they paid off your debts. That's fine. But to say, I have kids in Medina Sayyam, and say, you know what we think? What do we really think? We really think you're telling the truth about the kids when your wife gets engaged to Yisrael, but we really think you're not telling the truth about the kids if your wife gets engaged to a Kohen. Either we think he's telling the truth or we don't. This is a very formal distinction. A few people is a formal distinction. It's not about our analysis of your psychology. What did Ramban say? The Ramban saying impossible. You can't say Migu L'chatzi Taina. Now, the Ramban might say it's also talking to them, but it's just... You know, which is called Lagina Dibur. Lagina Dibur is not a universal world. It's a controversial world with many, many caveats. But, here you cannot say Migu Lachati Taina. You must say, like Ramban and others, but the Ramban was on the sheet and the Ran, right? Hey, Migu Lachati Taina. If there's no Migul Chatzi Taina, what do we say? We say, usually, if there's no Migul Chatzi Taina, we say, so you're not Neman. Right, think about it. Let's review what Migul Chatzi Taina is. I could have had a Taina to win A, but I'm saying a Taina to win A and B. So the Pasha is, you're not Neman at all. There's no proof you're telling the truth. Maybe you're a liar, you just want A and B. So that's why you said this Taina instead of that Taina. But sometimes we'll believe you 100%. Well, then they're banging, so we'll either believe you 0% or 100%. Why? Based on psychology. If we look at you and say, you know what? You might be lying because you want A and B. Then we'll believe you 0%. Like Craig Derby Robin. I say it's my land and Peros. I could have been believed to say it was my Peros. Yeah, I'm a liar. I'm just a liar who's a chazer who lost the land. But in some cases, when the Migo Khazi Taina, but you know what? No one would have lied for that additional element. A guy wants to mock his wife remarry after he dies. Would he lie so that she could even marry a Kohen? Like to be an aguna. What if his brother refuses to do chalitza? What if his brother's an ice fart? Or who knows what could happen? Maybe his brother's a very nice guy. Maybe he has only one brother, and that brother is a businessman, you know, who goes on trips. And what if all of a sudden he gets captured by bandits and no one knows where he is? Right? You never know what could happen, right? So this guy, he doesn't want his wife to be an aguna. He wants her to remarry. Does he care if she remarries a Kohen or remarries a Yisrael? Right. Is the guy really in his deathbed thinking, I want my wife to be able to remarry 100% of the men in town, not only 90% of the men in town? No, like, he doesn't really care about the difference between them. Psychologically, it's all the same to him. And that's based on what the Ramban said. It doesn't say he's resistant. If psychologically it's all the same to him, then he's now on the gomery. And therefore, what did he say? What does Ramban say, therefore? He says,
even Jehutra, Hutra.
Yeah, in this case, think, lie to add a heter le Kohanim, le Kohen. He is believed even Le'inyan Kohen. Basically, that's wild. He believes his Migo more than he could have believed the other time. He could have given her a cat and been matter to his brother. He's believed, say, his kid in the Isaiah matter even to a Kohen. Clearly, that's not Koch Nemas. Or about to clearly that Koch Nemas. You're now more than your Koch Nemas. You have the Koch to matter to Yisrael. Then you believe he's matter of Kohen. Why? To assure you're telling the truth. Why would you lie and say you have kids in the Isaiah? You could have just given a get. Must be you're telling the truth. And once you're telling the truth, you're telling the truth for a Kohen also. Maybe you lied because you want her to even marry a Kohen. No, no one cares if their widow even marries a Kohen. However, in a standard case, we will have to tie up. If I could have had a tie to win $100 and I tie to $200, I'm never in zero. Why? Because I'm obviously a liar. I'm just a liar. I'm a chazer who wants $200. But in a regular Migul Chatzi Taina, he's not Ne'eman at all. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban is Muchach, that is Mitzad psychology. What does the Ramban say? He said, when it comes to Migul Chatzi Taina, you have to analyze it psychologically. Right? Yeah, let's just focus on the words. Could have said A, which gives him Aleph and Bet. He did say B, which gives him only Aleph. What do you say here? Says the Riaz. No, that's not what I meant at all, right? Could have said, yes, of course. Which gives him Aleph and Bet. Said the Riaz. He's Naman on time of B. Only for Aleph. That's clearly Kohen Amadus. Is he telling the truth or lying? The answer is, we don't think he's telling the truth, we don't think he's lying, we accept half what he says. That's a formal taina. What you could have said is, what you could have said, maybe that's what the Ran sounds like in his first day. Right, what you could say is that A migu lechatzi taina klal, and he's not neman at all. Okay, that could really go either way. You could say it's a koch and a modus. There's no pokina jibura. Either you have a koch or you don't, then you don't. Or you could say, no, mitzad anitzadi. There's no anitzadi, you're telling the truth. You're going to say, if you're a liar, why would you say B? The answer is, you also want to bet. But what does Ramban say? Ramban says, it depends whether you care about that.
It depends whether you care about that. That really makes a lot of sense from the perspective of psychology. Right? This is very formal. And the Ramban is very psychological. It depends if you care about that. If you don't care about that, then we have proof you're telling the truth. You don't really care about that. You only care about Aleph. That's this case of the kahuna. I don't care if my widow marries a kohen. She shouldn't be in a kahuna. What do I care if she can marry non-eligible bachelors in town or 10 eligible bachelors in town? You know, that's not a concern. The guy's dying. He doesn't care that to increase his wife's pool of remarriage candidates by 10%. So you only, if not, then you're Naman Legabe Aleph and Bet. If not, you're never more than you would have been otherwise. Why? Because we know you're telling the truth. If you're a liar, you would have said A. The only reason you say B is because you're telling the truth. And you don't really care about that. You only care about Aleph. So once you're telling the truth, you're never either. If, yes, let's say you actually care about that, then Eino Neman Klaus, said the Rabbi. If you care about that, then there's no proof you're telling the truth. You're probably a liar. So why you say A? You didn't say A because you wanted Aleph Bet. You didn't only want Aleph. Why did I say A and get the payrolls? I want the field also. Why did I say A and get $100? I want the $200. Okay, so said the Ramban, and that's it. You see things from like psychological perspective. He says, normally, of course, you're not Nevan Nidal Hasi Taima. But if you don't actually care about that, then you're Nevan even for Bet. You need either less than the Kohen Amos or more than the Kohen Amos, but not equal. Psychologically, it's like less than that based on a psychological engine. That's what the Ramban says. That's his Kevan Shehutra. Hutra, and that's what he says here. It's the Kohen. He couldn't care less about the Kohen. That doesn't concern him. That's not a psychological factor. So that is another great nafkamina. Again, there are many, many more, of course. We won't quote them all now. The other fascinating question, the Migu Mamla Mamla, is a famous question. Bump and see about these. Okay, we learned Bump and see it once. Right? I don't remember exactly what we had on the board. That was wild. But who remembers the first mission of Bava Metzia? Right? Shnayim Ochsin Metalis. Right? What happens in a Shnayim Ochsin Metalis? They split it half and half. Zelmer Shali, Zelmer Shali, half and half. What's the next case? Zelmer Kula Shali, Zelmer Chetz Yishali. Zelmer Kula Shali, Zelmer Chetz Yishali. They split it three quarters a quarter. Rishonim have an obvious question. What's the obvious question you're shown in?
Miku.
The guy who says Chetz Yishali, Miku, he could have said Kula Shali. So believe him that it's half his. He said it's half mine. Believe him that it's half mine, because if he was a liar, he would have said it's all mine. Right? Meaning, everyone knows the mission beginning of Metzia. Right? That you learn in third grade. So this guy, if he was a liar, he would have said it's half mine. He would have said it's all mine and one half of it. Why would he admit it's only half his? It must be he's telling the truth. Okay. That's the famous question. Why not say Migo, the guy who says Chetz Yishali? And one answer that Tosa says there in the name of the Rivam, similar to what Tosa says here in the name of the Rivam. What's Tosa's answer there in the name of the Rivam? That's considered a Migo Lahotzi. Why is it considered a Migo Lahotzi? Because the Gemara says later, it says if we're each holding half the Talis. So what happens here? It gets a little subtle. If I say it's half mine, you say it's all yours.
I'm not going to regret using up my resources.
It's as if I'm holding this and you're holding this. If I say it's half mine and you say it's all yours, I get this quarter and you get this quarter. Now, I also want to get this quarter through Amigo. Can't get this quarter through Amigo, it's Amigo Lahotzi, because it's taking out of your hands. Now, I understand that's one way of looking at it. If we're learning about and see, we'd analyze that. And you're all thinking we could have looked at it differently. Okay, that's one answer. Amigo Lahotzi, the Arminan. Remember what happens? What happens to the guy who says half? The guy who says half, we'll call him H. The guy who says all, we'll call him A. All guys holding here, I know I switched directions. The half guy's holding here. The half guy wants to get this through Amigo. No, it's Amigo Lahotzi because this guy's holding it. Okay, that's what Rivam says. The Ramban brings this down. Why did the Ramban not like this chat mostly?
Because the Ramban thinks you can't say Migla Hotzi. Remember, almost every rule of Migo is not in the Gemara. Migla Hotzi Amrina is not in the Gemara. It's just a theory. Some are showing Migla Hotzi Amrina. Maybe Migla Hotzi Amrina Taka. Maybe that's the Chalukah of Yosef Rav. We'll come back to in a moment. So the Ramban doesn't like that shot. He says, no, Mapito, maybe Migla Hotzi. Maybe Migla Hotzi Amrina. And okay, he says, I'm not going to do it here, but by our Gemara, he clearly seems to lean towards saying Migla Hotzi Amrina. Rather, what does he say? He says, he doesn't use this phrase, the phrase that the later Rishonim and the Achronim use, Migum Mamo Lamamo. What does he mean by Migum Mamo Lamamo? Let's think about this. He says half of it is his. All right, remember, here's the half guy. He says half of it is his, and he gets this quarter. He says this half is his and gets a quarter. He could have said this is also his. If he had said this is also his, right? If he had said this is also his, then he would get half. Okay, this is going to be very subtle. He said it's half his. He could have said it's all his. But what's the problem? The problem is, again, he doesn't say in quite so many words, but that's just me, mumla, mumla, arena. Let's say I kind of tap mine, but I could say it's all mine. That's different than classic Migu. Classic Migu is I kind of X is mine for this reason. I could have said X is mine for that reason. They're saying I say one thing is mine. I could have said two things are mine. That's different than a classic Migu. Right? What's his example there? I could have said your coat is mine, so believe me that your sweater is mine. There's something a little funny about that, right? Now, okay, this is controversial. It's a lot of them to do the easy dachu hushli and dachu avav in our parrot. But said the Ramban, you can't say migo mimamo lamamo. You can't say migu from one thing to another thing. And therefore he says what? He says, Eino notel elechatzi tanoso bilvad. If I say it's half mine, I get half what I'm talking about. You can't say give me all of what I'm talking about because I could have said it's all mine. Okay, that's called eino migu mimamo lamamo. Now here also, eino, that's okay, one opinion. Why eino migu mimamo lamamo? The truth is here, I think you give different explanations. Why eino migu mimamo lamamo?
This is a question, like how would you answer, like, was there mixed up in all those pieces? So it's clearly the same that I am anyway. That is the potential to believe me that I don't know you have.
Meaning the question that we're showing, believe me that I paid 100 because I could have said I paid 200. This is going to be a little subtle because over there the case is. And you're right, I was oversimplifying. I could have said I paid 200, and then I would have won this 100 and the other 100. So believe I said I paid 100 to win this 100. What he means, that's different from here. He says, I could have said, and here it gets very subtle, I could have said it's all mine and gotten half of what's,
he's making the complete admission, and that. And then
he's only answered the question there, not the answer there. And there I'm just gonna get into a little trouble someplace. Raya. Here, he could have said. I could have, basically what he's saying is I could have said it's all mine. This is basically what he's saying, I think. I could have, no. Um,
Okay, I'm going to get into a little trouble here. Yeah, I think the assumption is that he's saying that I could have said it's all mine and gotten half of all of it. Instead, I admit it's half yours. I say it's half mine and I want all of half of it. And all of half of it is different than half of all of it. That gets very subtle. That the application, I admit, gets very subtle. You know, his sort of his reductio ad absurdum example is much simpler. I could have claimed your cloak is mine. Would you believe me that your shirt is mine? Migo, I could have claimed your glima. Would you believe me about your talus? Okay, so here, where do I want to go here?
I mean, money's different than value. It's quantitatively more money versus a different value.
Yes. That's also true. I'll explain to you why we can get a little bit of trouble, but what did the Ramban say here? We don't say because I could have asked for something else. Why not? After all, I still could have gotten half the talus. What's the difference? Lemaisa, half the talus will say to me, whether it's all of half or half of all. Lemaisa, meaning I could have only gotten half what I asked for. So there's no way that we use that meek would be all of what I asked for. What do you mean? I could have gotten half the talus, and I claim half the talus. Why isn't that proof that I'm telling the truth psychologically? Now, you have to explain this in one of two reasons. Here, where maybe it's not a strong enough demeanor. You could say that what we really mean here is psychologically. Psychologically, a person might be intimidated. He might be a liar, but very reminiscent of Ein Adam Eis Panim Zeim Al Chovo. He's intimidated. He doesn't have the chutzpah to claim more than he wants. To claim it's all mine, when really maybe he's a liar, he just wants to steal half. There's some reason why he's a liar and he, you know, thinks that, you know, there's some reason why he should take half. But he's intimidated. He doesn't have the guts to ask for more than he wants to steal. So perhaps a psychological point. You can't say, I could have claimed a different object. I don't have the guts to claim that. Or you can say it's a formal thing. Koch and Amon is only on this chatzah. Whatever time I could have had on this chatzah, I can use the koch on this chatzah. The time I could have had another chatzah, I can't use on this chatzah. Because I could have sued you for your horse doesn't mean that I'm believed about your cow. Because the koch and the manas of one chatzah is not relevant to another chatzah. Or you could use a psychological. So I would like to use a psychological. So I think you could probably explain this either way. I'll just point out a couple more things, although I'm going to need Chaim's help. He turns out a fascinating Tosfos in Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis in Maseches Ksuvos. What about someone who thought they had a winning taina, but really didn't? Right? What's the case? A woman says, Nishvei Tohorah Ani. Right? Basically, in this case, she's possible to own up. He was captured. But if he's claiming he was captured but not touched, she's not able to say that. But she could have said, Lo Nishbasi. Is she believed? Say Nishbasi it's already. That's a good Migo. That's a force in the Mishnah. That's classic. What's the funny case? What if they're Edim, she was Nishbasi? Then she has no Migo. What if they're Edim, she was Nishbasi, but she doesn't think they were Edim? An interesting question. Yeah. Now, you could say, how do we know to trust her? But that's just what if she doesn't know their age, meaning she thinks she has amigo, but she really doesn't? That's a fascinating question. And all of these could be more complicated, as I'll mention in a moment. Okay, but I can.
I can agree that we are not going to take more lightning as
there. Yes, that's what's funny, which is that some of the opponents say that's Pesha Asar, not Migo, might have slightly different rules. Correct. But for now, we're looking at that. Now, at Migo Mother, psychologically, maybe we would say Omrinan. Here we would say for sure, probably Lo Omrinan, because Koach Nemanus is only on that kefta, not on a different kefta. Again, if it's not a kefta at all, just how much money I owe you, then it's all the same kefta. But if they, although you could also say, or maybe Lo Omrinan, because Eino May is Liton Yoser. He doesn't have a other to tie up more than he wants to take. And therefore, it's not a good legal psychologically. The fascinating question Tosfos and Ksuba deals with is, what if someone thinks they have an ego, but they don't? Right? What about Nishbeisi Utahorani Vish Adem Shanishbeis Vihi She doesn't know. She doesn't know there's Eden. So Tosfos says, still no Migo. This also we might think is an Afkamina. Right? If it's bad psychologically, what do you mean if she's a liar, she would just say no Nishbeisi?
What kind of liar would say Nishbeisi to her? And why get into trouble? Why would say no Nishbeisi? Why would she admit Nishbeisi to her and she must tell him the truth? But it's not Kohatana, she has Kohatana. She might think she has Kohatana. She doesn't have Kohatana. Sarah is Kohatot. The aim on them, and that's the opinion of Tosfos and Ksuba Staff Kof Gimel. Here, not even a lie, but maybe she should be Nemenis because she must be on the trip. After all, as far as he knows, he could have said bonus facing, so the horse doesn't tell him the truth. Ask the shoe, so maybe that's also not Camino. What if she thinks she has an ego and she doesn't? Right? Psychologically, if she thinks she has an ego, it's good psychology. Caught them on it, doesn't know what she thinks, depends what's objectively true. The okay, another Nafkamina comes up with a famous question of Modu Mixas and Ari Barak. What's the question that bothers all the Rishon Rashfus Modu Mixas? And might even bother the Gemara, or might not, depending on who you ask. Let's review. Yoni says, I owe $200. All right, whatever. My scholar residence there. It's strong. Yoni says, I owe 200 shekel. And I say, no, I'm potter. Midoraisa. Not on the Shuas now. What if I say, I only owe you 100? What's the din? Who makes us have to swear? Why am I to swear? I have a Migo. I could have said I don't know anything. Right?
That's not
Derabana. Modem us? Ah, it's the one. What?
That's Shmuel. You're also in Derabana then, no?
No. Okay, there is a funny Rabbi Tam who said that a modem. Okay, that has to do with the whole question of Eruv Parshios. There is a Shita out there, Rabbi Tam, that says that no, really, modem us is only Brabanan if it's not. If it's not modem and mitzas on shomrim,
meaning it's shur.
But everyone else holds the majority opinion that shur's modem mitzas is doraisa.
Really?
Yeah. Open the ramah. Getting 20 minutes
done. I just saw from Nekati's introduction of shur. I don't know. That usually the practice.
Just because you say that's what Rav Kahati said in his introduction doesn't mean it's what he said in his introduction.
Great. I'm double checking.
Okay. I don't think he would have said this in his introduction. I'm not going to say maybe he said he's wrong because I don't think he would have said that.
Not in the introduction, but it was the best introduction.
Really?
Yeah, like, really? Like which was the right?
Anyway, okay.
Okay, we can sit here and declare all day whether Yoni is misquoting Kahati or just misinterpreting him.
Tentatively.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Since there are two possibilities, and according to both of them, you're wrong, therefore the matter is such.
Perfect.
Okay. Anyway, Kitzer. But again, there's a sheet like that. I mean, Tom, it's hard for me to imagine that Rav Kahati would be machria that way. Anyway, Kitzer, why is there no migo? Why is a modem mixus not migo, not potter, but migo of kofar kol? According to Tosos, who asked that question? Yeah, Rabba. Mipnei ma amar Torah modem mixus achani shava. Now, not everyone agrees, but Tosos and many of Farshim say, Tosos and some should say, ma amar Torah modem mixus achani shava. After all, why aren't you Patrick Swimigo? Okay, and if Robin didn't ask the question, then Mishama missed the question. It's a question either way. So, what's Tosus' answer? All over Shas? Ah, Tosus thinks Robin asked. That's Robin's answer. What is Migo de Ha'aza? I don't have the guts to say the other Taina. I could have said I owe you nothing. I mean, this is very ministerial front board. Just, you know, I could have said I owe you nothing. Instead, I could have said I owe you nothing. Maybe I just don't have the guts to say I owe you nothing. I'm a liar, but even liars in those days, actually fascinating. You know, like nowadays, like old people like me, like sit there and cry, oh, this generation, they're so corrupt, they're so much worse than the old days, etc. We're not the first to do that. Some of the Rishonim already write that, you know, the Mayas Panavim, now that was in the old days. Nowadays, they're in such a low madriga that people are Mayas, whatever. But anyway, says the Gemara, even a liar has his limits. He's not going to say, I don't owe you anything. He's not going to say, I don't owe you anything. That's going too far. He'll compromise like half and half. Guilty if he denied it Lagamri. That's called Migul de Ha'aza. I don't have the chutzpah to say something really chutzpahdik. You know, instead I'll say, oh, I owe you half of it. I don't feel that so chutzpahdik. After all, you know, I'm making a pshara. I'm not saying nothing. I'm paying you a little. So, I mean, that's also good chutzpah from, you know, any common sense, musar, ethical perspective. Can fool himself into saying, I'm willing to deny half my death, but I can't deny all of it. Okay, that's Tosus Shavim. So that's called a Migdal-Azam. Tosus says we don't say Migdal-Azam. Hey, no, Tosus all over Shas seems to hold we don't say Migdal-Azam. Oh, dude, big kasha, not fun. But okay, look, the Shidduk Metzah there, you can find an answer. We don't say Migdal-Azam. That's one answer. What's the Rambam's answer? Why there's no Migdal? There are only two mainstream answers. Right? Lama ein potrim modeb mixas mishvua bimigu the kofar hakol. So says Tosos. Migu de Ha'aza. We don't say Volmina. We don't say Migu de Ha'aza. Says the Rinigashana Rambam famously.
Shainom Rimigu la Potro Mishfuela la Potro Milushala.
The Sheikh of the Rambam, the Rinigash also says it, quoting the Rishonim and found the Rinigash and Shmuel, and the Magnus of the Rach and the Abramah, meaning some of the early, what we call early Rishonim, Sfarah, take this approach. Exactly. En Omri Migu. The potro mishvua. We don't say migur patru mishvua. These are the two main building blocks. We don't say migur patru from mishvua. Migo says the ram only lapatru from mo. Migo can't get out of mishvua. That's why there's no migo in modern mitzvahs for migo of kofar kol. Migo can't patru from mishvua.
You gave us this in the Rambam, right?
No, I give you the Rambam. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. You don't say Migo through Mishuma. Says Rav Chanan, what's shot in these two deos? Okay, let's think about it for a second. Migo de Ha'aza
the ha'aza, right? Did you say migu the other or not? He could have said another taina, but he might not have the guts to say it. Is that a good migu or not? How would you analyze this?
Psychological.
Psychologically, is this a good migu if it's ha'aza? No, that's all point of migu. If you were a liar, you would have said this. You must be a truth teller. No, if you're a liar, you would have said kofar akol. You must be a truth teller. You're a liar, but even a liar doesn't have the guts to say kofar akol. Cool. The whole point of migu to ha'aza is then clearly you would say migu de ha'aza. I mean, we definitely wouldn't say migu de ha'aza. And that would answer the question. Because after all, the whole point of migu is why I could have had a better time. If I was a liar, I would have said a better taina. No, you're a liar, but you didn't have the guts to say better taina. You didn't have the chutzpah to say that. Even liars in those days didn't have chutzpah. Even nowadays, there's sometimes liars don't have chutzpah. The Lachorif was caught in Emunas. And why don't you say me to the Azza? Ah, you didn't have the guts. I still have that koach. You know, I guess you could say it. No, since I don't have the guts, as if I don't have the koach. But well, it's horrible. I still have that koach. Ah, how are you going to answer the famous question, which may or may not even have been asked by Rava himself, and if not, has to be asked by us from Kofar Kol. How about we go Laf Turei Mishvua? What about Migo Laf Turei Mishvua? Should Migo Pati from a Shvua? Let's think about it. If Migo is an under that is telling the truth, should it Pati from Shvua?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. If it's proof that I'm telling the truth, why shouldn't it prove Pati from Shvua? Right? L'chora.
Maybe the Torah needs a higher standard, though. I mean, maybe.
More to pop you from a shvua than to pop you from mom, is what you're suggesting.
Well, I love it there.
Yeah, it just seems a little funny. If this is not, if the fact that I owe Jesse $100, 100 shekel, and this is strong enough to pop me, fact is I don't owe 100 shekel. I just have to swear or pay 100 shekel, which is a lower level tzak. Shouldn't it for sure be enough to pop to me? You can get out of it, but look over. I'm reading it. What is the shita of the Rambam? Says, well, Chana, no, from a perspective of Koch HaTaina, perhaps we can understand this. Mm-hmm. What do we mean by this? What is Koch HaTaina thing? Koch HaTaina is about, it's a formal din. Do I win the money? Do I lose the money? If I have a chiyuv to pay money, we're arguing who gets the money. Lemaisa, it's still a chiddush not say migul of turim mishua. But what are we saying? We're saying lemaisa, I have caught me nevan on this, so I could have won the money, but this time I can win the money with this taina. But what's the point of the chiyuv shvua? Interestingly, now even when it comes to migul of turim mishua, there's a lot to say about migul of turim mishua. I admit, and really, it's sometimes you might end up saying the real lumdus here, which we're not going to answer, not a masechet, is maybe there's different kinds of shvuas. Maybe some shvuas are really chiyuv mamon with a tanai, and some shvuas are really chiyuv shvua. And amiga would help for the kind of shvua that's really chiyuv mamon just with a caveat, and not for the kind of shvua that's really chiyuv shvua. But what are we saying? There's something called a chiyuv shvua. What's the nature of a chiyuv shvua? It's not that I owe you money. It's that I have to clarify the situation. Right? Chiyuv shvua is not that I owe you money. It's not that I lost. Chiyuv shvua means I won. Yes, I won. Yes, I won. But okay, we'll get to this part we get to. Yes, I won. But I have a chiyuv to clarify the situation more. I have a chiyuv birur. It's not a chiyuv mamon. That's really chakira and chiyuv shvua, right? What's the nature of a chiyuv shvua? Is that I owe you the money, but I have a way out, or I owe you the money, I'll deny whether or not I swear, or like I owe you the money, but I can tip the balance by swearing, or no, I don't owe you the money at all, I just owe you shvua. That's a big chakira. Okay, has to do a lot with the whole question of shvita safin. If I owe you a shvua and shmita comes, do I stop owing you the shvua? You know, what does that mean? Anyway, kitzer, what does Rav Chanan want to say? He wants to say that if a chiyuv shvua is not that I lost the case, that I won the case, but I owe you, perhaps even I owe the Beis Din. Maybe this has a lot to do with, and if I don't swear, do I have to pay? Or if I don't swear, am I just in contempt of court? Fascinating question, right? See, okay, I'll oversimplify.
If it's a chiyuv to clarify the situation, then maybe koach ha'nemanus doesn't help. Koach ha'nemanus helps me win or lose the money. But if I already won the money, I just have a chiyuv to add clarity. Then maybe it won't help. If you say, you can say that koach ha'nemanus helped me win the money. But here, I already won the mamon. I just have a chiyuv livarer al yedei shvua, and koach ha'nemanus is not going to help for that. Okay, I admit it's a little. I mean, you can go home and think about this. You say it's a little cheap. Based on what I'm saying, since koach ha'nemanus is formal, like I can use to explain anything I want. But I don't have a better explanation why we wouldn't say Migul Aftur Mishvua. It really doesn't seem to make sense, because clearly Chiyuv Shvua is less than a Chiyuv Mamon, quantitatively. Chiyuv Mamon means I lost. Chiyuv Shvua means I could have lost, but I have a little bit of a, you know, there's a little bit of a force against me. Chiyuv Shvua is not a bad Chiyuv Mamon. That's clear. Chiyuv Mamon I have to pay. Chiyuv Shvua I could pay or swear. So why would Yigal help me against a real tzak against the Yavaman and not against a little bit of a tzak against the Yechiv Shua? The answer is Takoach and Amunus. Migo's about who wins or loses the money. Shua is not about losing the money. It's not that if I'm Chayiv Shua, I 30% lost the money. I 100% won the money. I just have a new Chiyuv called the Shua. That new Chiyuv called the Shua, there's no Koach and Amunus about. Koach and Amunus works for Momo, not for Shua. Again, you have to make two assumptions. Migo is Koach and Amunus. And a Chiyuv Shvua is not really a Chiyuv Mamon in disguise. Okay, I just want to end with one thing. I see we didn't get to everything, even of two daf and go. But the Ramban and Udime, the Ramban and many in his camp, by the way, someone will tell me at a certain point, oh, you put some Nachminis on the board, what about every Nachmina we had on the board until now this year? Why weren't that on the cover sheet? Wasn't a card to learn. I want to put on the board. I'll put up the board these days. Said Ramban and others, right? Ramban, Rosh, etc. He says some people are complicated. Anyone know what his third shita is? There are only three main shitas about this. You don't say Migul Da'azla, you don't say Migul Aftur Mishvua, and Ein Omrim Migul Da'azla Liftor Mishvua. You do say Migul to get out of Mishvua, sure. Ah, then why isn't every Shomer Naman say Nen su Migo Hexarti? Okay, we'll deal with that. And you can say Migo Da'aza, sure. Daflam Babam and Aleph. I can say your goats ate my barley. Migo, I could have said I bought the goats, even though it would be hot to say I bought the goats. Because you know the truth. It's not hot to say I ate my barley. Okay, but we don't say Migo Da'aza, literally. We say Migo Da'aza. And we say Migo Da'aza, sure. But not Migo Da'aza, literally, sure. Whenever you combine two factors, what are you tempted to say? Who gave in to that temptation? Rav Elchanan. Says Rav Elchanan, the Ramban is Svei Dinim. Rav Elchanan goes to town with Svei Dinim. He says, ah, what can you say? You can say, Mitzat Omdana, Migo is Poter Ishua, but you can't say Migu Deha'aza. Mitzad Koach HaTaina, you can say Migu Deha'aza, but Migo is not Poter Mishvua. Ah, say, you can say Migu Deha'aza, sure, that works. Mitzad Koach HaTaina, you can say Migu Lifter Mishvua, sure, that works. Mitzad Koach HaTaina, what's the only thing you can't say? Migu Deha'aza Lifter Mishvua. Because since it's Ha'aza, there's no Omdana. And says the left of Rishua, you can't call that time. That's how he explains the Ramban Ude Imei. But B Rav Elchanan, it's based on Svei Dinim. However, the Rabbeinu Yonah, and he's not the only one, some Rishonim say no, Shita Ramban Ude Imei is not Svei Dinim. Shita Ramban Ude Imei is pure psychology. What's a pure psychology? Neither to Azza, a person wouldn't have chutzpah. Hold on, you ever meet someone who cares about money? Do they have chutzpah when it comes to money? Yeah. If someone wants money, they have chutzpah. What do they say? No, no, everyone has chutzpah to get money. But just to get out of Shua, people don't pass enough chutzpah. People, the type of money will force people, make people have chutzpah. But just getting out of Shua, now people won't have chutzpah. So it's a big assumption, but, or Ramban, Lefi, the heads were upper meaning Yona as opposed to Rabbi Chanan. That's a little bit of a, you know, Rishon versus Akram. But Rabbi Yona says, no, no, no. The Ramban Shita is just a variation of Tosos. It's just psychology. What's psychology? If money's at stake, I'm telling the truth. If I was a liar, I would have had chutzpah. If a shua is at stake, I might be lying because a liar wouldn't have chutzpah when it comes to getting out of shua. Rabbi Chanan says based on tzedakah. Okay, there are many other things that says based on tzedakah. The hour is late now. Okay, we'll have to pick up. Where am I up to? Chaim will ask, I'm up to 56, Chelek 4. So we'll have to pick up Mir Toshem with Da 56 and 57, right? I already gave out 57 next time. I apologize for being a little behind. Okay, I'm not going to get past Da 57 next time. So when I finished all of Da 57, what are they going to do? Some more, you know, Makoros that you can broaden your horizons with. But we certainly have a lot to do. Mirtz Hashem on Wednesday. Remember, next year is Wednesday. Thursday is Yom HaTzvot. Next year is Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Wednesday, 9 o'clock is the next year, and I hope to see everyone then.
Rabbi, may I ask you a question?
Of course.